Okay, let's call this meeting to order. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of your presentation, be done by the chair or by majority vote. Approval of minutes.
Motion approved.
Make a motion to approve.
You can just say second.
You just have to have a
I already
motion.
Motioned
you
to approve.
You don't have to have a second.
Right? Oh. Even though
you
I wasn't here.
Motion and then everybody
oh, well, I did remember.
Right, and even though you weren't here, the minutes are still for you all.
Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. Just making sure.
Okay, approval of the agenda for June 13th. Make a motion to approve. Fine. Everybody like it? Okay. Indian Springs Library.
Hey. Hi, everyone. My name is Jet. I'm the Library Associate at Indian Springs Library. I just wanted to give you a few updates about the library. First of all, last time I was here, I told you that meal times were going to be 3 to 4 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We've actually changed it from 3:30 to 4:30. This actually aligns better with the hours that we had during the school year, so it doesn't confuse the kids. We've actually had really good response with it. Over the summer, we've had like 16, 17 kids every single day signing up for free square lunches, so it's excellent. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 3:30 to 4:30, and Saturday we do it from 12 to 12:30.
Now, is this something that's been done in all schools?
Select branches, so Indian Springs is one of them. Searchlight Library has it. I believe Mesquite has it during the summer, Spring Valley Library, Clark County, and I believe Enterprise do it in town, I don't know, and Sunrise, I'm sorry, the Sunrise Library. So a lot of libraries are really getting on board with it. And then we still have our summer challenge going on. There's still about a month and a half, so if your kids are signed up, they still have time to complete their logs. Once the logs are filled out, that becomes their grand prize entry. We actually just received our prizes today. So for my little kids, it's the Duplo Farm set. For the older kids, I have a 3D doodle pen, and I'll actually have 3D doodle pens in the branch end of June. We'll be doing that for our STEAM week, so the kids can come down, play with it, and see if they like it. And then for my teens, I have a set of Skullcandy headphones. Please remember that once they finish it, they're also entered into the Library District Grand Prizes, which is the Vegas Golden Knights signed hockey stick, chance bobbleheads, and parents can be entered in for the Life is Beautiful drawing, sweepstakes, whatever they're calling it. We are doing STEAM programs every single week. So this week we just got done doing biodegradable planter pots. We had a bunch of kids do that. Next week I think we're doing a making music activity where they'll be making their own drums. I'm sorry to all the parents, but the kids really enjoyed it. Did you guys have any questions about the summer challenge program? That's all I have from the library.
And just because we have you on the agenda, don't feel obligated. You have to come every time. But you have updates to give
me. I think okay. Next month I will actually not be here because Julia will be getting re-upped on some training, but be back.
Fire Department, Metro.
Good evening, Sergeant Matt Marlowe, Las Vegas Metro, Indian Springs, Mount Charleston, President Section. During the last reporting period, we have written 36 citations inside the town. It doesn't include what's on the highway, and we made 4 arrests. Most of those were for outstanding warrants, unpaid citations. One of those was for narcotics. Questions for me?
But don't rush out.
Nope, I'm here.
Okay, you're up. NHB.
I'm going to break mine down to the town, but basically include our whole district, which is Mount Charleston, Indian Springs. So we had a total of about 550 contacts for the whole month last month of May, I'm talking about here. Of those, 75% of those were just traffic stops, so which resulted in about 455 tickets, 95 in all of Mount Charleston. We had 6 crashes that we investigated during the month of May. One of those was a fatal. Two of those were on 95, but they were both in that county. So basically between here and Las Vegas was nothing as far as last month. Three of those guys were up on the mountain. That's it for the stats. I just wanted to put out there that next Thursday, a week from today at 11 a.m., is the ribbon cutting for the Kyle Canyon 95 interchange. I don't know how much of it's going to open, but I mean, that's a ribbon cutting for hopefully at least that part will open up. If the project goes all the way down to past Durango, I'm not sure where to. And then I have one question for you all. If you have a question for me on the minutes from last month, there was something, a question about traffic problems with the flow on and off the Creech. Mm-hmm. Did that get settled or anything?
No, that was something I was going to reach out to you about, and I just didn't have time.
Okay, and I wasn't here last month. I was the baseball thing going on here in town. So.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I'll give you
any questions for me?
Thank you.
Thank you. Creech. Nope. Parks and Rec.
Hi, I'm Jessica, Parks and Rec. So we have a couple things coming up. So we have bingo June 27th for adults 18 and up. It starts at 7 p.m. Then we have Just for Fun softball is every Saturday at 7 p.m. up here at Trucks Field. Then we have a kids craft July 10th at 5 p.m. Cost is $1 per participant. We are going to make thermometers. And then July 12th, we're having Eye Care for Kids. The van will be out here at the community center from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you guys want more information, they do like free eye exams for the kids, glasses if they need it, things like that. So.
And adults can go.
Adults can go.
So kids, yes. In the school district, we did this in Sandy Valley too. So kids, yes. In the school district are free and free lunches. If they are homeschooled or not within the school district, it's $50 for an exam and glasses. And adults can go too. Kids get
priority, for $50.
But adults can go, and $50 includes their lunch.
Yes.
So it's
Which is
an amazing deal.
Amazing deal.
Absolutely. After my insurance, mine were over $300. So
yes,
that is
same.
An amazing deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Any questions?
Okay. Need spring school?
I don't have anything. It's the summer. Everyone's gone.
Peace and quiet, right?
Yep.
High Desert Seniors. No duck. Megan.
Okay. I have a couple things. We have coalition meetings that Sergeant Mondale puts together. And at this past one, I talked to one of our Creech guys that comes to that. So this would not be his thing. But since he was there, I took his hand. And he told me right now they're doing that transition where they're splitting from Nellis. And then there's an outgoing commander or whatever they're called, which I guess that's pretty just to Washington. But the head guy is outgoing, and there's some new people coming in. So once that new person comes in, we're going to make connections and get them back involved. Here and so, real positive about that. I have for Jesse, which I don't know if Patrick told you this, but I brought out a little bit of funds to the pool, and it's a sunscreen kiosk. So you know how if you go to a store or something and you can go up and just put your hand there and you get a hand sanitizer? It's for sunscreen. Nice. So it's going to be at the pool. I wanted to get one to go up here for the splash pad, but the county got a certain amount donated from Comprehensive Cancer Centers, and they have dispersed all those. So once those are all out and we see what we need, I'm going to try to get one from here too.
Awesome.
So it's a really cool thing, really necessary. I have not been able to reach out to Valley Electric yet. I talked to you last month about that they had received a grant for broadband here, so I need to get more details on that. I finally got a name of who I need to talk to, because you guys have all been watching the news. Valley Electric has kind of imploded in the past few months, and so every contact I have is gone. So I finally got a hold of a new contact, so I'll be reaching out to them. The cleanup, I have talked to Republic about the idea of doing them like every other month instead of a big one, and they're receptive so far, but we've got to run it up the chain, so I'm working on that. And that's all I have, unless there's anything else for me.
In the interim, were we going to do a regular cleanup in the interim? Or they decide what to do?
We talked about it. Give me just a couple more days, because we're working out some details. If I can't, then I will schedule something in the very near future, like before the meeting.
Okay. Any word on terribles when they're?
Oh yeah, I'm missing that whole giant thing of Family Dollar.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting is that? And you guys are winning. Sandy Valley's doesn't have permits yet, so. That's really exciting. I need to check in with developers and pictures today to see what their expected open date is. I know the developer that I talked to with our other one, it was a 45-day build, so should be pretty quick. Terribles, nothing right now. They're still in permitting, and I don't know at this point what the holdup is. They're still in permitting, so I mean they're actually working on it.
When you talk to the lady, sales lady at the houses, and she, this last week they had sold 17 of the 40.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Slow and steady, she says, you know, it keeps going, so.
Meg, Sergeant Marlowe of Metro, word on beavers, specifically for you. Any word on beaver stuff, or what's going on with
that? No, I can check in with them for next month, though. I mean, they have the approvals, and I don't know how all that financing and all that stuff works, so. Last I talked to them, it was still a go.
Probably waiting to see how these guys do, right?
And you know what it could be? Or it could be waiting until Family Dollar's here so that they can tout that to their buyers.
Right.
Might not be a bad idea, you know? So you'll see. I'll check in with them, though, and see. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fire department.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Gary Judd, Union Springs Volunteer Fire Department. We kind of slow. Our members have dwindled down to almost nothing. We lost 3-4 guys just in the last couple of months. We have a total of 5 people on our department right now, residents. We have our 4th of July. We're gonna go ahead and do our 4th of July celebration, which is going to be basically a parade. We're going to be selling hot dogs and hamburgers, and no fireworks. It's going to be scaled down. We don't even have enough people to even do that. So it's going to be, we're asking for anybody who wants to help. That's pretty much all I got.
Are they not going to do mall meets?
No. Because we have to sell north malls, we need to come out, we have to sell at least 200 tickets. And from what we did a little thing on Facebook last year, and nobody wanted to come because
Well, I would say, come on out and make a mistake again.
I mean,
we got two $50 gift cards out of it.
I had $400 gift cards. So.
Yeah, we had. I mean, our friend owns it. Chuck is a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
But still, they made it right.
They made a mistake of 100-some meals, and they made it right. They made it more than that. $50 per ticket.
Yeah.
You got $40. For the food. We're gonna rescale down a lot, so if you're even thinking about not even having it, we'll have a DJ. Since we got a grant for it, we'll have a DJ, and we will be doing the minimal stuff for the club. Anybody have any questions?
Are you the fireworks, you're not even putting the face down?
No, we cannot. But we can do the same. Anybody can come up and do the safety sound fireworks, but the fire department will not be doing a display because of Clark County regulations that they instilled on us, so it looked bad for us to keep them around.
My dog will love you.
That's my goal. Anybody else?
Thank you. Planning and zoning, nothing. General business, nothing. Comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and spell your name for the record. Any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or vote. Board by a majority vote. Anybody got any? No?
So my public comment would be, let's talk about if we want to meet in July. Because our turnout here is
not July is generally worse.
Yeah, people go on.
We have to meet
one
the fourth.
Person in the meeting in July. July's
yeah. So that's up to you guys. When we talk about the next meeting, you can decide.
Yeah, I mean, if there's no agenda items and nothing comes up.
If something were to come up, I'd let you know.
Yeah.
But.
Well.
I mean, it's up to you guys, but.
I don't know, keep it open for now, and then maybe a week before, if nothing's there, let us know and we'll just cancel it. I know a lot of people go on vacation, right?
Do not interpret that as me saying to cancel the meeting.
No, no.
I'm going to say that right now.
No.
Do not interpret it that way, because that's not it. If you meet, I'm here.
Well, it's around the 4th, right? A lot of people go out of town.
After the 4th.
Yeah.
And so, real quick, I will just qualify it to say that I'll need agenda items. If you guys have agenda items, I'll need them early next month, because I'll be putting out, posting the agenda on the 2nd.
Which is a Tuesday. So how about when you're here? Or maybe
Wednesday. Well, you think about that. How about
you text everybody?
Oh, yeah.
See
you
later.
Sorry.
Oh, nice. Just in time, we're done.
Time for
adjournment. Shut up. Okay, next meeting date, July 11th, maybe. As we said. And that's about it. Have a good one.
Most of you.
Short and sweet, buddy.
You got my text, didn't you?
Yeah.
I didn't get your text.
Neither did I.